The epistle for this Sunday within the octave of Corpus Christi is taken from St. John's first epistle, chapter 3. Dearly beloved, wonder not if the world hate you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in himself. In this we have known the charity of God, because he hath laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. He that hath the substance of this world and shall see his brother in need and shut up his bowels from him, how doth the charity of God abide in him? My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. In the Holy Gospel, which is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 14. At that time, Jesus spoke to the Pharisees this parable. A certain man had made a great supper and invited many, and he sent his servant at the hour of supper to say to them that were invited that they should come, for now all things are ready. And they began all at once to make excuse. The first said to him, I have bought a farm, and must needs go out and see it. I pray thee, hold me excused. Another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to try them. I pray thee, hold me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. And the servant returning told these things to his lord. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servants, Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor, and the feeble, and the blind, and the lame. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said to the servant, Go out into the highways and hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. But I say unto you that none of these men that were invited shall taste my supper. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in. Words taken from today's Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, this morning I would like to begin by relating a short article that was published by a priest of the Mary Knoll Missionary Society in 1954. The article was titled, Hidden Treasure. 20 years ago, he wrote, a medical doctor in South Bend, Indiana, found a ring. Its stone and setting, however, were so discolored that he tossed the ring into a drawer, considering it of little worth. Recently, his daughter went to work in a jewelry store where she learned to evaluate precious stones. Remembering the ring her father had found, she cleaned and examined it. To her amazement, she discovered that it was worth not $50 or $100, as she had thought, but rather the ring was worth $1,500. Now, the priest who published this article then went on to ask his reader, in so many words, is it possible that you have an undetected diamond, so to speak, of great worth among your possessions? It's amazing, he concluded, how once we begin to search for worth in the things we always had, how many more we discover that we didn't know were there. Now, of all the possessions, my dear friends, that we have, can we not say that all too often we fail to appreciate fully the value of the Holy Eucharist? Just as the medical doctor did not fully appreciate the value of that ring. In other words, we fail at times to appreciate the value and the privilege of having our divine Savior's Eucharistic presence among us. You know, on the night before he died, Christ instituted the holy sacrifice of the Mass and the greatest of the sacraments, the Holy Eucharist. He gave us the Mass to make the sacrifice of the cross present, to celebrate its memory, and to apply its saving power to our souls. He gave us the Holy Eucharist so that he would always remain with us until the end of time. And he did this because, as he himself said, he would not leave us orphans. And thus he not only sent the Holy Ghost at Pentecost to be our advocate, but he gave us himself in this wondrous mystery of faith. Nor did he want us to forget him and the great love that he bears towards us. And now, for almost 2,000 years, despite the wickedness and the coldness of men, the eternal Son of God has still kept his promise and has remained with us in this world by means of the Holy Eucharist. Oh, we cannot see him with the eyes of our body, but we can see him with the eyes of our faith. And thus it is by faith only that we know and we believe that the same Jesus Christ who walked the shores of the Sea of Galilee, the same Jesus Christ who healed the sick, who restored sight to the blind, who cast out devils, who miraculously fed 5,000 people in the desert, and who raised the dead to life, is here now, at this very moment, and every day in this tabernacle. Again, my dear friends, we only know this by faith. It is only by faith. He is truly the hidden treasure in our midst. Our divine Savior has, as it were, in these words of today's gospel, he has gone out into the highways and the hedges to compel us to come in. That is to say, he has made himself truly and really present in the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist to unite us to himself and to unite himself to us, and this by means of the reception of himself in Holy Communion. And yet, how many Catholics down through the centuries have failed to see the blessing and the value of this divine hidden treasure? How many Catholics, even among those who have the one true Catholic faith, in this age of universal apostasy, fail to see and appreciate the Eucharistic presence of Christ? If in the past, my dear friends, we have failed to appreciate his presence here in the tabernacle among us, may we henceforth now appreciate him, even as we love him now more than ever. If upon entering or leaving the chapel, our genuflections, for example, have been made thoughtlessly, may we now always greet him with the respect that he deserves. Or if we have been given to willful distractions during Holy Mass or after receiving him in Holy Communion, may we now ever strive to give him our undivided attention, confiding to him all our concerns, all that troubles us, all that worries us. Or if we receive him infrequently in Holy Communion, so that he is a kind of stranger to us and we to him, may we henceforth live our lives so that we are always disposed to approach him and receive him in Holy Communion. May we all, my dear friends, frequently approach our Eucharistic Savior with hearts full of love, repentance, and gratitude, with hearts that are pure and chaste, hearts that are kind and forgiving towards others, hearts that are patient and uncomplaining in the midst of the trials and tribulations of life, and hearts that trust him and his divine providence, so that no matter what crosses or difficulties may arise in our lives, or what may happen out there in this world, we are calm and we are confident that he will be our strength and he will see us through it. May we all then truly love the Eucharistic heart of Jesus more than anyone or anything. Even as we pray, O Mary, Mother of Jesus, obtain for me, I pray thee, a great love for the most holy sacrament. And by thy prayers, make me grateful for all the love that Jesus has for me and all that he has done for me. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.